This is the Final Whistle podcast from the Wrexham AFC media team.
The final score at Victoria Park, Hartlepool United 0, Wrexham 2. And Scott Quigley, the man who makes the headlines on his debut on loan from Blackpool. We've been hankering for a striker that will get us goals. Well, he's got two in his first appearance on a Wrexham shirt. Can't really complain about that, as Wrexham got an excellent victory against the Hartlepool side, who were buoyed by terrific support from neutrals, 6,833 the attendance, and a really good atmosphere throughout. And because of that, frankly, they raised their game. They've played better than they have done for a while, certainly since I've been looking at their matches. But despite that, Wrexham deservedly won a really good controlled away performance. They absorbed the threat when it came, and Hartlepool did have a couple of good spells where they put pressure on Wrexham, and Wrexham's defence was outstanding. There's a sentence I could get repetitive strain injury saying. And at the other end, Wrexham in the end took their chances, but we were the better side. We did have more of the ball in the Hartlepool half, and we did create far more chances, so a really good away performance. And with other scores, especially Macclesfield's spectacular meltdown at Fylde going in our favour, the table looks pretty good tonight. Wrexham started off just one change from the side that put four goals past Torquay. George Miller's loan ended, Quigley's has begun, and Quigley within the 75th second was involved in a controversial moment which nobody really made much of a fuss of, but I'm curious to see again on video. Ball played long and the centre, Hartlepool centre back Donnelly, tried to head it back to his keeper, got underneath it too much, headed it up in the air rather. It did carry back, but Quigley tried to latch onto it. I thought he might have had a chance of beating the keeper to it, but Donnelly fell on top of him. It looked suspiciously like a professional foul. The referee ignored it completely, and there wasn't a huge protest except from Quigley. Be interested to see that again. But Wrexham continues to dig in. Hartlepool started brightly, like I said, a terrific crowd of nearly 7,000 put the pressure on, and Wrexham dug in, held them at arm's length basically, were comfortable, and as the game developed, started to get more of a grip themselves in the middle of the pitch. Quigley in the centre, in the D, squaring it to Bowden. Bowden might have helped it on one to Rutherford, who was unmarked on the right side of the box. Instead, he decided to hit a shot from 20 yards. Defender managed to get a deflection on it, but it still span inside the right post nastily. Great work by Scott Loach. Good footwork to get across, lunge to his left, and palm it round the post. Then it was James Jennings breaking forward down the left-hand side and swinging in a delicious cross to the far post. Bowden pulled off and lost his man and was unmarked 6 yards out, but the defender in front of him just lunged and I think got a tiny touch onto it and managed to deflect it onto Bowden's thigh, and he just couldn't get on top of it, and he put the ball over the bar from close range. Then another opportunity for Bowden, who didn't quite drop for him. A free kick on the halfway line. Roberts swinging it into the edge of the area. Sean Pearson climbing, nodding it down nicely. Bowden looked to me just back on his heels slightly. He didn't quite anticipate it, and as a result, didn't make it before Donnelly, lunging towards his own goal, made a full-length diving header to put it behind for the corner. And then more work involving Bowden. Rutherford breaking down the right-hand side, working a super 1-2 with the striker. And as Rutherford swung in the cross, Holroyd went down in the box. Now, it happened to be in my line of vision. It was a penalty. I totally understand why the referee and linesman didn't spot it, because it was a long way off the ball. Rutherford's cross didn't go anywhere near Holroyd. And again, it's another one. I hope the cameras picked her up. But I happened to be following Holroyd's run into the box, and he was barged squarely in the centre of his back and knocked to the ground. It was a definite penalty, I think, if the officials saw it. Although, like I said, I can't blame them for missing it. Hartlepool's only opportunity of the first half came 5 minutes before the break. And ironically, considering how Wrexham's goals came about, it came from a Wrexham free kick. The free kick was cleared, and Nicky Devidix, who was the subject of a lot of conversation before the match by us, and when I put our scouting report up on the website, who was released from his left-back role, which seems the obvious thing to do, is their best user of a ball and put into a midfield position, broke down the right hand side and played the most lovely ball with the outside of his left foot, curving it into the edge of the 6 yard box. Rodney, who'd been the most threatening looking striker, was running onto it but was denied by the omnipresent Wedgbury, who just lunged in from nowhere. A terrific full stretch tackle in the 6 yard box to deny Rodney what surely would have been a tap in. Wrexham back at the other end. They finished a half strongly, and in the last minute of it had the best opportunity of the half. Kelly picking the ball up 20 yards out after a good spell of pressure and forced Hartlepool deep, chipping it into the box. Again, Bowden excellent with his touches in those sorts of areas, flicked the ball down perfectly and quickly found himself one-on-one with the keeper inside the box. His first touch was excellent. He took it on the chest and was running in on it. Loach didn't have time to come off his line. It looked certain quickly would score, but he scuffed it horribly. It was such a great position that even though he scuffed it, it still looked like he might score as it went not the direction he intended it, but towards the bottom right corner. And the second great save of the half by Loach, who did really well to get down low and push it around the post. But if Quigley had Leighton hit it with his laces, that was a goal. The second half started off in similar manner, with Wrexham showing a good level of control and carving out the first chance, the early chances, although Hartlepool started to come back and had a few opportunities, two major opportunities. Well, you know when you want to start a sentence again? I think I will. Hartlepool had one major opportunity to strike before Wrexham took the lead 10 minutes into the second half. It was a very controversial free kick given against Scott Quigley on the halfway line on Donnelly. He was judged to have tripped the centre back. It certainly didn't look like it. It looked like Quigley had cleanly won the ball and was on a 2-on-1 break. Quigley was livid with the referee. He'd have been even more so if the free kick had gone in. It was chipped into the edge of the area. Casty nodded it down beautifully, and there was Donnelly 10 yards out, swinging and nailing a volley. But it hit the bar squarely and went into the Wrexham fans behind the goal. As Alex said in commentary, perhaps he hit it too well. And 2 minutes later, Hartlepool would rue that missed opportunity because a calamitous mistake by them would give Wrexham the lead. It was ironically, as I said, and from a Hartlepool set piece this time. In fact, both Quigley's goals were breakaways from Hartlepool set pieces. Hartlepool had looked insecure at the back. They looked like a side that if you put them under pressure, they would make errors. But it was out of the blue, this one. A corner to Hartlepool. Wrexham cleared it through Rutherford, just knocking it down the right-hand side. Blair Adams, who had plenty of time, 10 yards into his own half on a left touchline, inexplicably, rather than putting it down the flank to Rodney or playing it back into the box, decided to turn and try and play it back to his keeper. Lost control of the ball in doing so. Quigley had done well to press him. He nicked the ball off him and he started on a run towards goal. As I said, it wasn't the most promising position to start that run from, 10 yards into the opposing half, right on the touchline with absolutely no support. But that didn't put Quigley off. Directly, he ran into the box and then from a tight angle drove it across the keeper and inside the left bottom corner. A tremendous finish by Quigley to strike on his debut. Hartlepool, to their credit, responded well to going behind and had an excellent spell of pressure. The boosted crowd roaring them on. They really hemmed Wrexham in for long passages of play. They'd switched around the personnel within their 4-3-3. Devedick's now permanently on the right flank and swinging in awkward balls for Cassidy, who was a big target, and Rodney to attack. And they've started to threaten. But Wrexham have that well-renowned defensive unit. They were rock solid at the back, the whole back four. Roberts, having been outpaced in the opening minutes by Rodney, after that handled his physical threat superbly. Jennings had a little purple patch where he made three magnificent interceptions in the box in the space of about 2 minutes. And the centre-backs handled Cassidy's physicality superbly. Wrexham defending brilliantly. The only real chance Hartlepool came up with was a shot from outside the box. Wrexham's midfield dropping a bit too deep, allowing Hawkins to pick it up 30 yards out, carry it 10 yards, and it's a well-struck shot which went just over the bar. Dunn, though, had it covered, and Dunn, in all honesty, didn't have a save to make as Wrexham's consummate defensive unit continued to live up to its reputation. And with 18 minutes left, Wrexham got the killer blow. Again, it was from a Hartlepool set piece. A corner swung in and cleared, and Quigley picked it up 20 yards out from his own goal. Hartlepool carelessly had committed too many men forwards. It was a 2-on-2 break. Quigley popped her off sensibly to Bowden, and it was quality play by Bowden, whose link-up play was excellent throughout. He got his head up, waited for Quigley to run beyond his man, and then fed the perfect pass in, and Quigley found himself all on his own on the halfway line. It's not the easiest finish in those situations. You've got to carry it a long way, and you've got a long time to think about what you're going to do with it. Quigley thought about what he was going to do with it, and then he did it. Keeper came out, quickly slotted it underneath and to his left. Wrexham 2-0 up, and frankly, game over. 3 minutes later, quickly even had the slightest of glimpses at a hat-trick. That would be a thing, wouldn't it, if Wrexham scored back-to-back hat-tricks after Holroyd's against Torquay a fortnight ago. He cut inside from the right, and just for a moment, it opened up for a shot, and he swung his left foot at it, but immediately a player came in and a block tackle meant the ball span away safely. Wrexham closed the game out without any further alarms whatsoever and were massively deserving of a victory, which puts them right back up there in title contention. We wish Hartlepool all the very best, of course we do, in their troubles. They've tried to fight financially to save themselves, and anything that we could do for them, we would of course want to, but business was business today, and Wrexham certainly got that business done. To hear more about how the game went, here's what Alex Taylor and myself thought of the match on the final whistle on Callan FM. Yeah, great stuff for Wrexham. A 2-0 win at Hartlepool, with other sides around them struggling. Last we saw Macclesfield losing 6-0 to Fylde, believe it or not. Well, that certainly is a very, very pleasing outcome for Wrexham. But to focus just on what's happened right here in front of us, Wrexham have turned up on a day when, well, Hartlepool have been buoyed by a crowd of nearly 7,000. A terrific support for the stricken club. And Wrexham have put in a tremendous performance. A great debut for Scott Quigley. He grabbed both goals, and well, that's a real day to remember for him, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of talk about Quigley and what he could bring in this side, attacking options. Gregson crying out all season for a player that could score goals. Is Scott Quigley that man? Well, he's, you know, it was frustrating at times for him, particularly in the first half. A couple of the things he tried didn't come off, but he kept going, he kept working hard, he chased everything down. He's come away with two goals and he's won us the game there. You know, a fantastic addition, a shrewd signing from Keats and Darlington and Davis, and a really, really professional performance there. And these are questionable scenes here, that the Hartlepool players going around applauding the fans that turned out. They're getting quite a few boos there.
That's a shame if that's the case. Yeah, it is the case, I think. Unless it's or is it the referee they're having to go at? I'm bemused by that. It's nice to see the Hartlepool players going around and thanking the supporters. Like I said, a lot of whom are neutrals who have made a big effort to come out here. They seem to be having to go Loach, the goalkeeper, who's gone across the speech. The hardcore Hartlepool fans, the ones right in front of us to our left, they're the ones who've been setting the flares off throughout the game. They seem to be getting quite irate about something.
In fairness, if there's one player that doesn't deserve any criticism, it's probably Scott Loach, who along with Devonix, is their best player.
I think there's more he went across to talk to them, yes. I think.
Yeah.
But having said that, to be fair, I mean, they were getting very anxious, weren't they? But I remember we were talking about how when they were recirculating the ball in midfield, Hartlepool, they were impatient about them not getting the ball forward sooner. And we were saying it was sensible. Those passes weren't on because Wrexham have a solid defensive unit and we were blocking off the passing channels. But they were getting very impatient, those supporters. And it's just a little bit unfortunate if they were indeed angry at the team, because what do they expect? They were side out of form. They're plummeting down the table. The players are concerned whether they'll get paid at the end of the month, and they're up against a side that is pushing for the title and doesn't concede many goals. So I think that maybe if there was anger there amongst the fans, there's got to be a little sense of reality there. Wrexham have come and done a very professional away job on them, haven't they, today?
Oh, absolutely. You said it a few times just within the last 10 minutes. This is a fantastic performance from Wrexham. Perhaps didn't come off in the first half, but you don't feel that any of the players were frustrated by that.
Yeah.
Obviously, they've had a few words in the dressing room at half time. Dean Keats has told them what they're doing. You know, I don't feel that we pointed out what we were doing well in the first half, controlling the game, creating chances, being defensively sound as well. That continued throughout the second half as well. I think maybe we just took a few more risks. You know, in terms of, you particularly look at the Scott Quigley goal, the second goal, sorry. You know, it's just nice little 1-2 passing that we maybe haven't seen much of it in the final third so far this season. And we've seen good football up until the final third, and then that's where it's sort of broken down this season so far. So it's terrific to see. And of course, you look at Quigley there, you know, taking on and winning that ball back, chancing it, chasing down Blair Adams in left back position, winning it off him, not scared to have a go. And then you know, a tight angle, we have to add.
Yeah.
Goes for goal and finishes consummately.
Absolutely. Right. Man of the match time. There's been some good performances out there, haven't there?
There are. I could easily cop out and say Scott Quigley because he scored two goals. I think he was fantastic this afternoon, more in the second half than the first half. I'm not going to give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's between two players for me. I think it's between, we mentioned him, Kevin Roberts, and Sam Wedgbury as well. I'll throw Scott Bowen in there as well.
Yeah.
You know, these are players that we talked about constantly throughout the game that were fantastic. I think I'd just have to give it to Wedgbury in terms of breaking stuff down. He just seemed to be everywhere when it came to not just being defensive, but in an attacking sense as well. Starting attacks from deep, winning stuff, putting his body on the line. He took so many knocks in that game. I'd have to give it to Sam Wedgbury.
I completely agree. He was terrific in his physicality. He was everywhere, wasn't he? But as you said, the fullbacks were excellent. Jennings had that little purple patch about 3 minutes where he just kept intercepting everything.
Yeah.
Roberts dealt with the big Rodney very well because he showed danger when he overlapped and in the first minutes of the game did him for pace, and he thought, oh, we could have trouble with him, and he was in his pocket after then. Kelly, I thought, prompted and did well. Bowden was so good as a creative foil as well, wasn't he, for Quigley? And yeah, that was a great stuff.
Well, it's the partnership that excites me, the Bowden Quigley partnership. They always talk about the little and large, you know, talked about the generator. You know, we play a 4-4-2 with a big man, little man up top. Going back to the roots, said it's paid off.
Absolutely right. Fantastic stuff. Long way to continue. Let's hope Quigley can continue to bang them in throughout the season. Great afternoon's work for Wrexham with a final score of Hartlepool United 0, Wrexham 2.
This is the Final Whistle podcast for the Wrexham AFC media team.